Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today I'm bringing to you part two of a four-part series entitled Everybody Tells Somebody, and today's message specifically entitled The Good News is for Everyone, based off of Acts chapter 10, verses 30 through 48. So let us dive into the Word today. Cornelius replied, 4 days ago, I was praying in my house at the same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you. Then Peter replied, I see that very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the appointed one by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with them for several days. Amen. The unstoppable power of the gospel of Jesus Christ breaks down barriers so that all might know the transformative love of God. Now, I know sharing one's faith can be a difficult thing, not something we find ourselves feeling natural about. Why? Because we know of the consequences for doing so. From the extreme of being martyred or killed for one's faith, to the subtlety of losing friendships or being thought a Jesus freak. I remember that in my teens, I was somewhat embarrassed to talk about going to church, especially since a lot of my friends didn't. Yet when I became Wiccan, I couldn't shut up about it. I would tell people how I found a faith that didn't judge me, that I had friends in that faith who treated me better than many Christians ever did, that my religion respected nature and really sought to harm none. Of course, Christianity does all those things too, but I didn't seem to see the Christian message at the time as that good of news. I mean, let's face it, all I really learned was you do this or you go to hell. Don't do that or you go to hell. Do this or you go to hell. I mean, that's the message many people get out of Christianity, a do and don't list with eternal consequences. So I didn't seem to see the Christian message at the time as that good of news because I had fallen away from it being real for me. I needed to find who I was as much as I needed to find who I was in God. In 2004, when I came back to Christ, thank God for his patience, amen. When I came back to Christ, it was then that I rediscovered just how real Christ was. And I started to share my life with others, perhaps overzealously sometimes, and losing some friends along the way. And that brought me back to a state of hesitating to share my faith, even as I was working toward becoming a pastor. And this made me discover a secret about myself, and I suspect most of us, if we truly, and here's the secret, if we truly believe in something, if it's real for us, we'll share it, no matter the consequences. Or if we are too afraid to still share it, we will at least feel the call to share it. A call that keeps nagging at us as we resist it. But if we learn to be natural, to share our faith as we would share a great movie or an amazing restaurant, we will find that evangelism is one of the most natural things in the entire world, and we will become more aware of great opportunities to share. Friends, we often miss the greatest opportunities to proclaim the good news to everyone because we have blinders that keep us from seeing and connecting with the people around us. Our churches often fall short in reflecting the communities in which they're located. Sometimes, if we don't realize it, the community feels excluded or rejected by the church because of past occurrences or preconceived notions. But the scripture passage today reminds us of the call to an every member commitment to witness to everybody we can in every way we can. So how can we do that unless we seek new ways to reach out and challenge one another to open our eyes and hearts even wider? So we see earlier in chapter 10, verses 11 through 16, Peter receives a vision. God was already breaking down obstacles in Peter's life by showing him this vision. Up until this point, Peter had been keeping strictly Jewish law. This vision was to show him the fulfillment of the law, that through Christ all things can be made clean. Cornelius then calls for Peter to come to his house. And upon entering Cornelius' house, Peter was greeted not only by him, but friends and relatives. And of course, Cornelius then shares the story of his vision, which prompts Peter to recognize that God shows no partiality, but accepts everyone of every nation. And I need to make this clear, the word nation in Greek actually means race. So God, right? Shows no partiality, but accepts everyone of every race. And he begins to share a message centered on the good news. God loves everyone. Now, how that message got twisted to God's cool with you owning slaves, I don't know, but there you have it. Paul is saying God loves everyone. Or Peter, I mean, is saying God loves everyone of every nation. This is a powerful message, especially in a world where we take sides and feel comfortable with our peers, but are unwilling to share life with those who look, love, and speak differently. Friends, God's love has no barriers. God loves all with no barriers and invites us to do the same. And if you look at Acts chapter 10, verse 17, you'll notice that Peter was originally puzzled by the vision he'd received from God. It wasn't until the men sent by Cornelius came and Peter had the courage to show hospitality to them and listen to the prompting of the Spirit, that he was able to understand and understand the point of the vision and share God's message of love even across vast differences. So let's pause here to think for a moment how we might connect with people who are different from us. Perhaps through something as obvious as interfaith dialogue, or perhaps by going to places we normally don't find ourselves hanging out. I know that my holding a small group at a brewery might make some uncomfortable or even rub some people the wrong way, but that's just it, isn't it? It's not all about us or what we like or approve of. It's also about others who were lovingly and fearfully made by the same God who made us and are equally loved by God as us. At the same time, not everyone is called to do everything, and so spiritual discernment is needed. But if you're feeling like you should do something but are hesitant to do it because it's not your gig, remember that while the activity or location might not be your gig, sharing the gospel to all people and being where those people are is every Christian's gig. Now notice, as Peter continues to share, the Holy Spirit falls upon all who are listening. Eating pork and doing ceremonially unclean things, like eating with Gentiles, was not Peter's gig, far from it. But he was open to the direction of the Holy Spirit, and as such, Peter recognizes again that there are no obstacles for anyone to be a part of the community of faith, and calls for all those who believe to immediately be baptized, the whole family, the whole household, all the friends. So I want you to reflect on this. Was there a time when you felt there was an obstacle between you and sharing the gospel? What would it take for those obstacles to be removed? Or if you're new to the faith or weren't always Christian, what were some obstacles in your life that prevented you from hearing the good news or going to church? How did God remove those obstacles? Is there a specific group of people you have a heart for reaching out because of this? And what would it look like if our community decided to share the transforming gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone, no matter who they are or where they're from? Well, we are, aren't we? At least in my church, I'm sure. If you're not a part of my church, I'm sure your church is doing it too. But here's how my church is sharing the good news. Through Manna House, which is a soup kitchen that we participate in, along with many other local churches. Through Treasures of Hope, through Christian education, through our potluck suppers, and now through Theology on Tap, Hypnosis for Health, which was awesome, by the way, and an upcoming video study on Jesus the Christ and the earliest Christians, just to name a few. Plus, we've got other things going on as well. How can we, as a congregation, continue to be attentive to the places that God is breaking down barriers and putting opportunities in front of us to connect with people we wouldn't normally? Together, if we put our faith in God and into action, we will be the Jedi Knights of evangelism. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this message, for inspiring us and challenging us to rise to the occasion, to follow Peter's lead, and to bring the good news to all people, no matter who they are, where they're from, or what they did or didn't formerly believe. Lord, help us to be your people who love others and to witness to your glory and to your coming kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So friends, I want to thank you again for tuning in and listening. I hope you got out of this what I was getting out of putting into it. So it's beautiful to be a part of the community of faith together and to grow together as a people of faith. With that said, check out our episode notes. There are links in there that obviously will lead to our giving pages. If you're able to do so, we'd greatly appreciate that. But remember, you are richly blessed, so you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.